Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Just tuned in to the voice of the American Redoubt and the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty coming at you folks on this fine Friday morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. Thank goodness it's Friday, right?
Yes. Well, sort of. Now the work begins today, getting ready for the Prepper Expo.
Right, and today, well, actually later this evening, is also the beginning of the Feast of Tabernacles that lasts for a week. So for all of us Christians out there, let's not forget those are the feasts of the Lord. So,
that's very cool.
Yeah. So
there's your internet search for you to look up and study and watch YouTube video, YouTube binge, and learn everything that you can about the...
That's right.
But the
Feast of, the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yeah.
I mean, I know of it, but I'm not really that well versed in it.
Well, we watched the, we've got a really great, it's a DVD and a workbook and everything that a listener sent a couple of years ago.
Right.
And it's just, you have to keep rewatching it.
You do.
Because there's a lot to it. There's a lot of layers.
Right. And, exactly. Yeah. Because just like you had said before, these aren't the feasts of the Jews. The Bible says these are the feasts of the Lord.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that's kind of a new sort of reflection for Christians, you know? I mean, I don't, mm-hmm. I mean, I never grew up knowing anything about the feasts of the Lord. And so...
I think as we are coming into the season that we're in, the end times, that I think there's I think the Holy Spirit is moving on the church, bringing our awareness to these things that largely we've kind of ignored. Oh, that's Old Testament stuff. That's Jewish stuff. We're doing Christians.
Right.
So we're under the new covenant.
Yeah. Hello, Jesus was a Jew.
Right. Yeah. and a lot of these newly converted Jews who became Christians in the early church, they followed these feasts.
Right.
It was ingrained into, you know, as these were the Lord's feast.
Yep.
There were things that were new to them. They were confused by, you know, baptism and,
right.
and you know, things like this. But
right. And how do you be born again? They couldn't, you know, Nicodemus was asking him that as well. How exactly is that going to happen, right?
But Passover and, well, all of these feasts point to the Messiah.
Right.
Is coming. It's like, it's so, the more you learn, the more fascinating, the more undeniable it is.
Right.
The testimony of the Lord and God and Christ is. I think that's almost, I think the enemy somewhere along the way robbed us of that knowledge.
I agree. Especially when you consider the fact that there's so many stories written about, you know, how the Lord invites everyone to come and join his celebration, and nobody does. Everybody comes up with an excuse. Oh, I'm getting married, or I married somebody last year, and so I can't come. And you know, all these ridiculous excuses. And then he says, "Well, go and invite every person on the street, and you know the bums, or I don't know if that's the appropriate word to say that, you know,
bums and downtrodden in the,
yep. Anybody that would show up was welcome. And so to think that we would be so, unfortunate as to miss the invitation even, you know, so, but we're all invited to these feasts.
Yeah. So learn about this stuff. It's fascinating. It only strengthens your faith. It is biblical.
And God wants you there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So speaking of that, let's do the word of the day.
Right.
The scripture ties right into it.
We're going to do it right this time.
That's right.
Right. If it took us till the end of the week to get it right, we're still going to, it still counts.
We'll get to start over Monday. Monday's coming up in a few days. We'll start all over again.
Start fresh. Right. Okay. So the word of the day for Friday is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, which read, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. So yeah. super awesome. And it also, you know, in reflection of that, it says that, like, those who diligently seek him,
yes,
he reveals more words of knowledge to the people that diligently seek him.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I'm just typing that out, and excellent. Yeah, thank you for that. Matthew 7:7-8. Everyone who asks finds. If you seek him out.
That's right.
Good.
And yep. Yeah, and we know that for a fact because, boy, we've had some really, really phenomenal Bible studies where we almost, seriously, you could get lost for hours doing some of the Bible studies that, you know, that you and I have done, where they become so fascinating. It's like you follow little rabbit trails and one thing links to another, and you end up with some of the most fascinating connections. It just is mind-blowing.
Yeah, really meaty stuff. I mean, you go deep into it.
It's
very cool.
Yep, super fascinating.
Well, hey, we will be going into some stuff, superficial beginner-level stuff and meaty, heavy, deep stuff, everything in between at the Preparedness Expo. So make sure you guys are ready to make the little road trip. If you're within 2 or 3 hours from the Prepper Expo, it's going to be worth it, I think. And at least we hope so. It might be one of our very last opportunities to get more equipment and training and knowledge for some of the really challenging times that we're looking at. Very godly people have been giving visions of some very turbulent times that we were right on the threshold of. I mean, this fall, within weeks now.
Right.
And I think that, you know, you don't have to be listening to pastors who are having prophetic dreams or anything like that to understand things are not right in the world.
Right.
Anyone with a gut sense can look around and say, I better get some more ammo, some more food.
It would be wise to stock up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna start paying attention, start making some plans to get my kids back home if things get really weird. You know, just start thinking about little things that you maybe not have given a whole lot of thought to lately. But
that's right.
Going into winter, you know, what do you need for food, water, shelter, heat?
Yep.
Self-defense and. Yeah.
I'll really be looking for anybody that would have good water filtration systems that might be there.
Water's huge.
Water's the biggest thing. That's the most critical thing for your supplies, because a person can only last 3, maybe even 4 days without water. So if it ever comes to that kind of situation, you better make sure you've got some sort of filtration.
You have to, and to be able to procure your own water, apocalypse well pumps will be there. And but that's just, you know, getting the water, you know,
to you.
But that might not be an option for some folks. So you might just be able to collect water. Then you're going to have to purify it. If you can't pull it out of a clean well,
right,
you need to be able to treat it and purify it. And I know we have you know, the big Berkey water filter. It'll filter. I mean, you can take almost raw sewage, put it through there, and you got clean drinking water coming out the other end. I mean,
I sure would be scared to do
I've
that.
I've never
I mean,
tried that, and I'm not going to. But
well, let's wait till there's no doctors around. You know,
well, and that's then, okay. I have the book where there is no doctor, so we're covered.
That's awesome.
Definitely have a way of cleaning. Oh, you know what? Those big Berkey water filters are rated some of the best water filters for that much volume, like for a family.
Right.
But they're spendy, and I get it. I understand. And I was blessed at the time when I got that, you know, I bought the stainless steel. It was expensive. It was a couple $100.
Yeah.
But you can buy those filters, just the filters. Go to YouTube and, you know, make your own Berkey water filter. There's plans on how to use a 5-gallon bucket, drill holes. You just get the Berkey filters themselves.
Yeah.
You don't have to have the fancy stainless steel container.
Right.
You know, we can really be industrious, you know, and frugal.
Right.
And still have the same quality of, I guess, emergency preparedness without totally selling all out, making it a whole new hobby that you don't have the time or money for.
Yeah, right.
You know, going off
you don't
the,
need to
the
be a professional prepper.
Right, exactly. And you know, there's some folks that have gone that route. Now, that's fine as long as you're not taking your eyes off the Lord, as long as you're not placing all of your hope and your faith into stuff and gear.
Right.
Because that's a fast way to get it all just taken away from you real quick. The Lord will kind of level the playing field for folks that want to place their hope into their stuff.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah. And he will take care of people who have not prepared or not been able to be prepared, or their stuff was stolen or whatever. They're left with nothing, and he swoops in and all of their needs are met.
Yep.
That's your safest place to be.
Yep.
But it is. Hey, Joseph stored up for Egypt and Israel. And
that's right.
Many of the other nations around them were prevented from starving to death because Egypt stored up for right. 7 years.
Well, yeah, because you can't forget that the Lord tells people to work 6 days and take one day off. So you're supposed to do as much as you can
right.
Under any given situation. Mm-hmm. And then what you can't do, he will make up for. He'll fill in for you so long as you put all your trust and faith in him. And he knows that. He looks for that in his people.
Yep. Not out of fear. Don't do it out of fear.
Right.
One more time, because water is so critical and it's at the top of the list, right after coffee, mm-hmm. is, of course, you got to have water to make coffee.
Right after coffee.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Did I say water was the first and most important?
That's what they say on the Minutemen right. coffee commercials. Yep. Oh, wait. No, coffee's most important right after water.
Yeah.
I got it backwards, but for good reason. So, yeah, go to YouTube and type in Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, do it yourself, DIY water filter, and learn how to make your own. Get the ability to treat your own water that you can grab out of a mud puddle and make
That's
it
right.
drinkable for yep. you and your family, because it's at the top of the list in every disaster. Water is the number, the lack of clean water is the number one disaster
yep.
Contributor that we see that compounds the disaster. Even in hurricanes, floods, all of that water is not usable. You
That's
have
right.
to have a way to
filter it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or, yeah, treat it.
Yep.
Now, we want to get into something really important.
Yes.
And there are some, there's one story I wanted to bring up. There is a, you know, I might cover this tomorrow morning for Saturday, since we'll be at the Prepper Expo. I'm going to pre-record so that you know, we're free and don't have to concentrate on that, and we can focus on the expo Saturday morning, tomorrow morning. But at KEPR-TV, there is a farm, a Christian patriot-owned farm, that will not be enforcing their mask mandate or their social distancing. This is over in Prosser, Washington. Right now, we're going into the fall. People are doing the little pumpkin patches and making cider and visiting these farms. I'm sure at Green Bluff, which is a very popular destination for family, there are all these rules and social distancing and roping you off like a cattle yard, and all that stuff's in place. It's just absolutely, it's sad to see America, you know, acting like this. But there's one farm that will not be participating in it. And they're standing their ground. So I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow morning. And hopefully you guys can support these folks. This weekend is going to be a big weekend for them. I'll tell you the name of them, though, if you want to go and support them. This is in Prosser. It's Bill's Berry Farm in Grandview, Washington. Bill's Berry Farm. Been there. And had apple
That's
cider.
That's really a cute name, by the way. A cute little play off of words. You know, you think of Pillsbury, right?
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that. But, yeah. Billsbury Farm. It's Bill's Berry Farm.
Bill's Berry Farm, right.
In Grandview. And they posted signs saying their employees will not be wearing masks or following social distancing guidelines. And so the news stations are all just trying to fall over themselves with this preposterous, outrageous throwing off of all the norms and all of the standards that they're trying to recreate for us, right? So they're saying that it's unconstitutional. They're not going to follow it. They're not going to play along. So anyway, more on that. So let's go and take a quick break and okay. then come back and we'll get into this systematic dismantling and attack of our country by communists.
Sounds good.
All right. This is Radio Free Redoubt, segment one, brought to you by Prepping 2.0. Prepping2-0.com is the website. You'll have a chance to meet Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, the authors of 299 Days and A Great State book series this weekend at the Prepper Expo if you're able to make it. All right. Stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt. We'll be back right after this.
Recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist.
Well, I would never suggest this, but I will tell you, they're so lucky that we're peaceful. Law enforcement, military, construction workers, bikers for Trump. How about bikers for Trump? But these are tough people. These are great people. But they're peaceful people. And Antifa and all, they better hope they stay that way. I hope they stay that way.
Proud
boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left.
Good morning on this fine Friday morning here at the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming into segment two, if you're just joining us late, we are about ready to get into exposing some connections related to the intentional choreographed
scheme,
the orchestrated scheme to dismantle America.
Right.
We've got a lot of stuff that you've been diving into on this. So
yes,
I'm going to
yes.
step back and hand the reins over to you. I don't know how you want to start off laying the foundation.
All
for
right.
This.
Well, so let's first start out by pointing out that the Democrats can't stop the Senate confirmation of a Ginsburg successor, that only Republicans can, right? And so I believe the fact that Ginsburg's death has totally thrown a wrench into their plans for this idea of creating a whole feeling of chaos and establishing chaos so that they could come in and save the day as being the, you know, the people who stopped the chaos and brought everything under control and they made sense out of everything, right? They're the ones that have caused the chaos in order to do this.
Right.
And so the fact that, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies suddenly has thrown a wrench into this very, very elaborate chaos plan of theirs. And I think it's kind of sent them spinning a little bit, you know,
right.
Thank goodness. God's plans are more interesting than theirs, that's for sure. So it says here in an article from the Epoch Times that that the fact for Democrats is that just about everything the Democrats can dream up, Mitch McConnell's got a response for. And he's apparently very, very good at what he does. And so they're very worried. They know that they can't really do anything except for try to stall things.
Right.
Brian Darling, founder of the Liberty Government Affairs and former senior counsel to Senator Rand Paul, told the Epoch Times that Democrats could use the quorum denial approach, which, you know, is where they have their own people leave the room and try to upset the quorum requirement, right? Right.
Deny them a quorum.
Yes. Right. And so he said they could try that. But Brian Darling has also handled Senate relations for the Heritage Foundation think tank for several years. And when he was asked what McConnell could do in response, Darling pointed to the Washington Post article, Midnight Manhunt on the Senate in 1988, which describes how the then Senate Majority Leader Robert Byrd, who was a Democrat from West Virginia, dispatched the sergeant at arms and Capitol Police to arrest Senator Robert Packwood from Oregon, who was then bodily carried onto the Senate floor to reach a quorum, which is hilarious. In that case, it was senators hiding in their office or offices. In this case, I think it would be more akin to what happened in Wisconsin in 2011, where senators just leave and they can't be found. So I thought that was interesting that, you know, should somebody just try to hide, they can actually get their sergeant at arms to go and pull them physically right back into where they need to be. And so there is that. That they're facing, but truly they can't stop it. They can stall, but they can't stop it. And especially once, you know, the nomination is made, there's really nothing that they're going to be able to do about it. However, we ran across this article today that said, that's titled, Pelosi Raises the Possibility of Becoming Acting President in Election Chaos. And of course you could imagine my head just about popped off, thinking that, oh my gosh. So in reading this article, it says, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi raised the long shot possibility that she could become the acting president if neither President Donald Trump or Democratic nominee Joe Biden receives enough electoral votes to declare victory in November. However, I don't really think that's even possible because the electoral votes, I mean, they... Trump won it last time, and there's even more people that support him now. And so I don't really think that that is a possibility. However, as we've seen them do, they're establishing and creating the scenario of chaos and trying to make it sound as though, you know, their candidate is guaranteed to win and Trump is absolutely guaranteed to lose. And right. And true to communist form, they will project what their plans are onto their opponent.
Oh, big time. Yeah, well, the projection, that's the other thing that I forgot to mention yesterday, is communists, the communist revolutionaries, they always project, they always lie, and they always double down on their lies. So the projection is, it's just like in the debate, when they tried calling out President Trump, for the violence and burning in the streets, I mean, burning police cars, burning businesses, attacking innocent people. And they're saying, Trump, will you denounce white supremacists and militias that are adding to the violence? I'm like, okay, well, first of all.
That's a loaded statement.
Oh, my goodness. Right. First, where's the, I'm trying to still find a white supremacist group that's breaking businesses, looting, burning police cars, what I see is Antifa and BLM chasing people down, calling them, racial names.
I know. Well, and not only that, but every single person that even looks up and says they don't like the weather are now called white supremacists. You know, I mean, you don't even need a reason to be called a white supremacist.
You just refusing to pledge allegiance to the communist globalist agenda is called to be labeled as white supremacist.
Right. We know of black people that have been called white supremacists.
I know. Well, so, that's what the Proud Boys founder was saying. He's black. He's African and Cuban, I think.
Yeah.
And he's the founder of Proud Boys. And the left keeps calling them a white supremacist group. And it's like they haven't turned on the TV or watched any social media of the Proud Boys. Yeah. They are conservative patriots, pro-Trump, and they're anti-communists. Right. they're willing to stand toe-to-toe against the communists in the streets of America, and God bless them. But to call them racist is, or white supremacists
is bizarre.
It shows how out of touch they are, the left, with the reality of the situation on the ground.
Right. It's essentially that anybody that doesn't agree with communism is a white supremacist.
Right. They project the problem onto someone else, onto you.
Yep.
And ask for you to apologize for the streets being on fire, right?
That you've caused.
Yeah. And then they lie and then they double down on their lie. That's how they operate. That's what we're up against.
Exactly. And so in order for their plan to work, they have to establish their chaos. And so we're going to start going through and ordering their chaos so that you can follow along and it'll be nice and clear as to this planned chaos that they plan to confuse everyone with so that nobody's confused.
It's like the Hegelian dialectic.
Yeah, we're going to
create the chaos, but they already had the solution already.
That's right. And so we're going to help everyone out and just lay it out in a nice, clean, orderly fashion so that everyone knows exactly what their scoop is.
They could even do that with a pandemic.
Imagine that, right?
Oh,
So next week's going to be all sorts of fun.
Yep.
And we're going to make sure that their lies are not pulled over on any of us.
No, we're going to expose them like cockroaches and shine the light on their lies. That's the way it is. Watch them scatter.
Hey, it says, let your light shine before men so that we can give glory to God.
Yeah, be salt and light.
That's right.
So pour salt on the slugs and shine light on the cockroaches, and we're just going to have a good time.
That's for sure.
Chasing down the liars.
That's right. Okay, cool. So, yeah.
Which means we need to do an extra dose of praying for humility on our part, too. So we don't, like, this
oh,
is
absolutely.
Like how awesome I we mean, are. It's
oh, that's,
really God
that's not
is
the,
awesome.
That's not the case. I've never thought of myself as awesome, ever. Well, I think you're awesome.
Oh, well, I think you're awesome. Well, that's as far as we'll take that. I won't think that I'm awesome. And if I start to, you just let me know. You'll back that train right up over me. I know you will.
No, I... Oh, no, here we
kidding.
Go. Oh, no.
Only kidding. Oh, the and caboose. Look at that. We're out of time. Oh, we got to go.
Something about a caboose, I remember.
God bless you all. You have a safe, blessed weekend, and hopefully we'll see you at the Preparedness Expo. And otherwise, we'll talk to you Monday morning, 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
Hey, happy Feast of Tabernacles to all of you, and blessings to everyone.